screen scream face.
Yeah. What the?
Ik denk dat we gewoon maar moeten beginnen.
Kan je
maar wat van zien zo?
Ja, well, let's just start.
Oké.
Okay. I've made a presentation.
Right.
But I'll open it on the smart board. So we can all see. So it's in the project documents, because that's what we can find here. Very nice. Well, this is called the kickoff meeting. So, I'm the project manager, so I have to fill you. Well, we're having a nice agenda. We'll do the opening, and then we'll meet each other, but we won't really do it, so that's not very much fun. I'll show you the tools we have here, so that we can all use them. Then we'll look at the project plan from Real Reaction. We'll discuss about our first ideas about the project, and then we'll close the meeting, and then we can individually do our things, and then we'll get back here. So, this is the opening. We have to design a new television remote control. You've heard that already, I think, so.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be original, so a nice new design. Trendy, it's also for young people. We have to just make it modern and friendly, so size does matter. And well, it has to be have the right buttons on the right place and those kind of things. There happen to be three stages in going into a functional, conceptual, and detailed design. So every time we will do some individual work, get a meeting, talk about it, and then go into the next phase. That's just it. We have these two smart boards. Well, as I just showed, there's a project management folder, a project document folder on the desktop. It just works exactly the same as a computer. You just click on the folder and you open everything you put in it with your laptop. So you can make Word, Excel, everything. The rest also works the same. So when you open a notepad, you just get your things. You can draw. This is a drawing board. You have these different functions on the board. You can see them there. So you have a nice pen, and it works just like a ball pen. This is just that. I want to work. It doesn't work anymore.
Maybe you should try to write on the big white.
Yes,
it works.
Eraser. Okay. Yeah. It's
wonderful.
Fantastic. You can you can save the file. So if we draw, we have to save everything. Don't throw anything away.
Mm-hmm.
Just we can start a new one, and we just go on, and don't throw anything. We just let it all stand here. We can delete, but we don't do that. You can here select a pen, you can draw anything you want. It's a bit childish, you have to write. It's not as fast as you know it, but it does work sometimes. Well, it's just like a normal paint. So it's
all right, yeah.
Well, we are designers, so we have to have a more. A smart board. So that's fantastic. This speaks for itself. We're going to try it. So we all are going to draw a nice animal on this board. Not my idea.
Right. Your favorite animal.
Yes. Your favorite. So I'm too going to have to draw a kangaroo, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to draw a nice beast, but I don't know.
I hope this was part of the assignment and not your.
Hmm?
I hope this was part of the assignment and not your personal. Enjoyment.
I just said it's not my idea, but I am Greg Major, and officially this is my idea.
I understand.
We're kind of losing time, though.
What?
We're losing time.
The first meeting is just a bit loose.
Right.
Meeting each other. I hope our industrial design does this better because
don't count on it.
No.
Do we have to guess?
Yes, we have to guess.
A hippo.
Well, I should take it in the mouth.
I think it's a mouse or a rat.
I don't think so.
Oh, I know it.
What is it?
It's a hedgehog.
Yeah!
Hedgehog.
Difficult English word. I didn't knew it myself.
Well, I'm amazed about your drawing skills.
Our characteristics, sum it up. Well, it's very painful. So, we can just. We're going back, and now. Our industrial designer can draw its
industrial
most favorite animal.
Chief, I'm the industrial designer.
Oh, marketing designer.
Yeah. I think it resembles the animal drawn by Dick Bruno.
It's 90.
90? What kind of animal is that then?
I think, can I say it?
Yeah, sure. It's red. Well, looks very nice, right?
Yep.
It looks amazing.
No. What are you going to do?
We want to rearrange it.
No. Save it and start a new.
These are very important documents, of course. These drawings.
Yeah, we'll have to save everything. So now, next one, man.
You go, man.
And then save it and start a blank document. Yeah. There's also different colors and different pen wipes, align the thickness.
Right.
So, you should try it, but.
I should have made mine white. Rabbit.
Well, you could have done that.
He deliberately draws an animal we don't know the English word for. It looks like an.
Just a duck.
Looks like the beast from Sesame Street.
Pino.
Yeah.
Big bird. You're standing in front of it.
It's
the plane?
Right. Yeah, it's a bird. But what kind of bird?
It doesn't draw
circles
that easy.
You have to push harder.
Yeah. He's a bit childish, a bit childish.
But we have we have to name the specific species of the bird?
No, I don't. It's just a bird.
Well, wonderful.
Save the document. And then, a new blend document for Thijs. We'll choose a new color and a new pen wipe. So
why
you can also
do the difficult task.
And then you go to format, I think.
current
color. And I find new. You
I like.
New color.
they don't have pink.
I think this is a new pen wipe. Also format. It's not like in paint. Line wipe. And you can choose
line
width. With each other.
I can draw?
Yeah. So, that's the way it works. It's quite easy.
It's a pussy kid.
I have a pussy.
The line width is too thick, but no.
Well, then you change it. And erase things.
It's a pig.
It smiles nicely.
Super pig.
Well, I have to change lines. These are whiskers, you know.
Yeah,
you know. Well, I think it's obvious right now.
Yes, alright. It's a cat.
No, it looks great.
Meow.
If this isn't obvious.
Just save it.
Yeah,
I'll save it.
alright, save. And start a new blank document.
Blank.
Yeah. So that's what you're going to use when we need it.
Well,
oh,
I feel comfortable
well,
now.
Thanks for this exercise.
Yeah?
It's good
I
for
feel
group spirit.
Totally at ease.
Yeah. That's it. It's
so for me.
We're one big happy family now.
Yeah, something like.
Well, then the serious stuff. We want to sell it at 25 euros internationally, so but we don't know what exactly it is in dollars, but 25 euros. Our profit aim is worldwide 50 million euros.
True.
So I didn't exactly calculate how much we have to sell. We want to keep it our costs at 12.5 euros. So. Keep that in mind when we talk about our materials and stuff,
right.
And marketing research. Now, then we can sit down and discuss what do we think about our current remote controls. First ideas about design, about aim, the market, etc.
Right.
Well, we can sit down. Presentation can wait. We can take notes. And well, who has some remarks about the current remote controls?
Well, I didn't have to prepare anything about that.
It's
not my task to talk about the experience with current remote controls, but
we're with four.
It's important to look at the remote controls of our competitors.
Yeah.
Get the good points, try to merge them into one universal remote control.
Yeah.
On our corporate site I saw a new DVD player we're gonna produce.
Yep.
Maybe it's important to make it compatible with the DVD player.
That would be a nice idea, yes.
So you can use your television and your DVD player with the same remote control.
Yep.
Furthermore, it's important to make it acceptable for the whole world, for different cultures, maybe, because we want to set off 50 million.
Yes, 50 mm-hmm. million is our aim to profit. So
a lot of people have to be able to use it.
Yeah,
so
but
the
buttons have to have international recognizable buttons and
that's right.
Yes.
Numbers and that every culture and people in every country can recognize.
I'll make notes and then I'll put it in the project folder when I'm done
mm-hmm.
just now.
I also think we should not add too many buttons. Modern day remotes have
that's right.
You
don't use the half of them. That's
exactly.
Culture, international.
Maybe you could make one button to switch between DVD player and TV.
Mm.
And make the other bottles multifunctional or something.
Yeah, so it doesn't become too complicated with too much buttons.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And maybe we do. We even have more than just a DVD player. Don't we have other?
We should make it compatible.
Stereo.
We also just released a TFT.
That's kind of standard television.
Yeah.
So it also works on that.
Yep.
And I think the people who will buy our remote already have some experience with remotes, so we can keep
most people
remote.
Do.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't have to be, but we can.
Well, it's a new remote, and you don't buy a remote if you don't have anything to control with it.
Except if we deliver it together with our DVD.
Yeah, all right. We need to keep it consistent with other.
Because we look at competitors, and if we pick up the good things about that and give it a nice design.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's.
It has to be different and familiar at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could use another form or shape or color.
The shape will have to be recognized. I thought about like most remote controls are a long box shaped thing.
Yeah.
You can make it triangle shaped. That's
very
recognizable.
More oval or something.
Oval.
And
we can use it as a game pad. So.
Well, it's new. Not with two hands.
One hand has the beer,
hand. No, but young people want something different, and it is.
Well,
but
we already.
It's quite important.
One of our aims is that it has to be original and trendy.
It has to be.
So.
But you still have to know it's a remote, not a.
Yeah.
Well, there has been done a lot of research about remotes. We can imagine because it's a long time on the market. So, the form will have. Been tested out. So
the long box shaped thing must be useful.
Yes.
They would have been.
For me personally, I have a lot of remotes at home, but those ones that have a round ending and, just a square middle, I don't like to use them. I have it has to fit my hand.
Yeah.
When it falls over it, and I just have. And then the button that
the
I use most has to be here.
Long box shape. You have to.
It fits your hand, and then you just push the button that you use most.
I don't agree with the long box shape.
Why not?
It has to be custom made for the hand.
Yeah, it has to fit.
Those new DVD players on the market do have
like
those.
You can make another shape, but then you have.
No, if you look at new Philips DVD players with the remote players, they're. The new remotes aren't box shaped.
That's all old fashioned.
Yeah.
Well,
okay,
what do you suggest then?
Well, most of them are somewhat thicker at the end, and get thinner towards the other end.
Hmm. Well, but it's still then the long box, but then with some round. Round forms in it to fit your hands, but it's still
that's shape that it fits your hand.
Yeah, all right, but it's still a sort of box. Yeah, it has round forms, but in the end it's still the box. So that's what I mean.
Yeah, but it has to fit your hand.
Yeah, no, I understand, but
two boxes,
I don't mean an entire box like completely square, but also with round edges, of course. But in at the end, it's still this long box shape with convenient round shapes.
Right. Maybe
to fit.
Like this. Or
I thought about something like that.
Between different systems, like a DVD player, and so you can.
A big recognizable button on top or something.
Yeah, right. And I do think we have to keep this kind of idea.
Yeah.
With the numbers.
We have 5 minutes left, so.
The buttons should also be not too small, not too big, of course.
Yes.
Not too close together.
It should be
together.
Possible to make it apparent that there are two functions for every button.
Yeah.
So
uh-huh.
There has to be some space between the buttons.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. To have icons to explain the different functions.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe we should use colors.
Colors.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe we can use like on cell phones those. Fontes, you can put on them.
That's
so you can customize your own remote with different colors or special paint jobs. I don't know.
Sounds nice. Yes.
I think we have to talk also about the materials for.
Well,
it's just.
I have
here. So I think individually we'll have to come up with ideas for the next meeting about these materials, the markets.
I already thought about some things.
It's important to notate all the decisions that we make. So,
well, 30 minutes we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is about what we're going to do. You'll get specific instructions when you're back in your room.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's logical, I think.
No problem.
Okay.
And then that's all. So we'll just get a notice that the meeting is over.
Yeah, now we can still talk about the materials.
Yes.
We have some minutes left. I wrote down the case should be plastic, of course, hard plastic.
Yeah.
The button should be rubber, I think.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too heavy.
Well,
I have had remotes that they had the function of the buttons was about a layer over the buttons, and when I have had used it much, it was gone.
Yeah.
It has to be made in the buttons, I think. It has to not be loose.
And of course, there are several electrical cables in it to connect things.
Is there a universal? Universal way of transmitting from the remote to the televisions. It's all about.
I think so. It's.
It's not that it's
a
in China. It's
a standard
different.
Way.
Yeah.
I mean, infrared beam is an infrared beam.
Yeah.
Think,
but you can have of course different between DVDs and televisions.
It's
and
we make a universal remote, so it has to work with all kinds of brands. And.
But our TVs are mostly made in China and that sort of country. So
probably yes. China rules.
And I read something on about how it works. The user presses a button and with an infrared beam,
but
signals the television set accordingly. But that's pretty obvious.
Are you going with the front frontiers idea?
Well, I think we can
I
look into that in
we
the next.
We should make it universal.
Yeah.
And you can always use a front on it. You know, you can use it just plain.
Yes.
But you can.
Cool.
Well, just you get a normal front with it, but you can change them when you buy it.
Right.
And we should dispatch those kind of fronts around the world. So
you can make profit with them, and it's a way to make them trendy.
Well, those 50 million don't sell itself. So we have to make some extra effort, like fronts.
But the standard front will be just gray or something.
Yeah.
Simple
yes.
color, not very flashy.
Well,
no.
It has
color
to it has to fit the television and DVD sets we are going to sell. So if they are black and silver, we'll make them black and silver. So
standard.
But people often don't like bright colors or something.
We have to make it gray.
Well, young people.
Yeah, but then you can use front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I must not forget my pen.
If you have a television room for little children and you make if you buy a pink front, they'll love it.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But that's marketing research. You
front.
Can you can ask.
I will investigate.
Yes. Well, our user interface, you can I don't know what your specific instructions will be, but probably about the position of the buttons and those kind of things, and what buttons will have to be on the remote. And you will look into the technical design and form, I think.
Also the
like
look and feel of the remote is also my task. Yeah.
Right. What's the URL of the website?
Yeah,
I
was wondering that too.
You
went to the company website.
Well,
right?
It's
just
if
you start up your internet.
It's the start of the
front
page.
No, I didn't.
Finish meeting now! Oh, all right. Well, we're going to back into our room, so.
Well, that's great. The next meeting is
in 30 minutes, but I think you will be warned.
Yeah, right.
To get over here, I'll have to restore my desktop
because it's half of the normal size.
Oh, I see. All right.